Hello, hockey fans. Welcome to another episode of Great Falls Hockey, where we open our homes, our hearts, and our lives to our Great Falls American hockey players. My name is Jim Quick, a proud billet dad, a huge hockey fan, and your host for this podcast, where I lead you from net to net, sideboard to sideboard, around center ice and back again, introducing you to the players. Each week we hear from one of the players while they tell us about themselves, where they come from, how they got into hockey, and where they are going. So sit back and enjoy the ride, folks, and learn about your Great Falls hockey team. Hello, hockey fans. Once again, we come to you, and tonight is a special one for me. Tonight is my billet son, number 40, Blake Komorowski. How we doing tonight, Blake?
Doing well.
So we'll just go ahead and start off with, tell us about yourself.
I'm Blake Komorowski. I'm from Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm 18 years old. Grown up around the game of hockey, whole life.
Tell us about your family.
My whole family's in Colorado Springs. I got my dad, my stepmom, and three stepsisters.
Were they involved in hockey in any way?
Not growing up, but my dad got me involved in hockey.
Who's your favorite team?
The Colorado Avalanche.
What about your favorite player?
Nathan MacKinnon.
So what do you see in your future for yourself, whether it be in hockey, college, what?
I see hopefully playing college hockey, ACHA or club hockey out there. College, I'm looking more sports management as a degree. College after that and just work.
So what would you like to do with that sports management degree?
Hopefully it'll work in sports and like the front office of sports, and whether that be marketing or finance, whatever, in some sport league or for the NHL or some professional league, the Olympics, wherever.
As long as it's sports, it doesn't matter, huh?
Yeah, as long as it's sports.
So what was your tell us about growing up playing hockey. What teams did you play for?
I played for Colorado Springs Tigers for most of my life growing up, from 8U up. Even before that, I've always grown up with Tigers, Colorado Springs Tigers. Then for high school, I went to Rampart High School in Colorado Springs. Played there for 3 years after sophomore year, then came up here.
Do you have a most memorable game from back then?
Most definitely, it's either senior night last year when I scored a hat trick on senior night. That was pretty memorable. Or scoring 4 goals in a game.
Who was the hat trick against?
It was Doherty High School in Colorado Springs.
What ranking were you?
Like our team?
Yeah, your team.
Oh, we were dead last. My high school team was not good.
Well, it sounds like you were, though.
Yeah, I guess. I led my team in scoring.
Good deal. So what's your go-to food before a game?
Chicken Alfredo. I've always started that last year.
That's typical for the team. I think it's probably typical for most hockey players from the sounds of it.
Yeah.
What about superstitions?
Couple. I tip my stick the same way. I always dress from right side to left side. So it's always right shin pad, left shin pad, right elbow pad, left elbow pad, right glove. Like everything starts from the right to the left. Just always done that. Superstition, that's about it.
What about your little spinning move when you're done stretching?
Yeah, I've kind of leaned away from it recently. Yeah, trying to find something to score. So, yeah, leaning more away from it recently.
So looking to break that little dry spell.
Yeah, most definitely.
What about what color of tape do you use, white or black?
White. Always have. Always white.
What about upper body or lower body workouts?
Lower body. I like lower body. I've always felt stronger lower body, so.
What about a biggest pet peeve?
Oof. I don't know. Probably like laces tearing when they snap. Laces snapping. Hate that. It's so annoying. Or like a stick that's like about to break that just won't break. Like you know it's cracked. Just annoying.
Tucked or untucked jersey?
Untucked. I've never really tucked my jerseys. It's just my preference. So, really felt the need to tuck my jersey.
What about a favorite jersey?
Was an old jersey that the Avalanche used to have. It was a burgundy jersey with the Colorado letter mark diagonal across the jersey. Grew up with that jersey. That was like my first ever hockey jersey I owned. Or the black goat head Buffalo Sabres jersey. Either one of those two.
Okay. Outside or inside game?
Outside. I'd love to play in an outside game.
You haven't had a chance yet?
I have when I was like 8 years old, it was like -2 degrees outside. I just remember how cold it was. But that was so long ago. But outside games are way more fun than any indoor game.
Well, hopefully we can get Matt and them to make that happen, and maybe next year we can get something set up. That'd be awesome to have an outside game.
Yeah.
Have our own little stadium series.
Yeah, that would be nice.
What about a favorite stick?
Well, my favorite stick now is the CCM Jet Speed, any FT, FT5, whatever number they're on now. That's always been a stick I like using, and all time favorite stick is probably the Easton Synergy. The old Easton stick is bright yellow. It's a cool stick.
So what is it about the one you're using now that you like most?
It's more of the kick point that I've gotten used to growing up using that stick, so it's more comfortable for me.
What about a favorite team bonding memory?
Team bonding is probably the camping trip. That was a lot of fun earlier this year in September. That was a lot of fun. Get to know the guys and but it's been a whole new team since then, so but
Yep, a lot of trades.
yep.
So what's your other than the bonding memory, what's your favorite memory period from this season so far?
I think this recent trip was pretty fun. Going up to all the way to Rapid City and Badlands. It was a good team trip and it was a lot of fun. So with the team and all that every night.
Other than the fact that it's a boring trip on the bus,
Yeah.
because there's not much out there.
Oh no. But we were able to sleep on the bus, so it wasn't too bad, but still a fun trip with the team.
So I know you've been going and hitting the shot center pretty regularly. What, how many shots do you think you're up to now?
I don't know. I haven't really kept track. Just kind of shooting pucks. So, try to at least 300-ish a day if I go up there. So, however many that is a day, I don't know.
So what about you've got this is your first year with the team. How do you feel about coming back next year? Are you pretty sure that you're going to do it, or?
Yeah, I'm leaning more towards it. We'll see what the future has in store, but as of right now, I feel like I'd probably be a returner next year.
Is there a possibility of going to any other team if they wanted you next year?
Yeah.
Depending on who it is, of course.
Yeah, that's possible, but who knows?
Would you prefer to come back here, or say if Gillette decided they wanted you, would you rather go to Gillette than come back here, or?
Depends, but I feel more comfortable here. I've been able to grow here and more comfortable here for myself and the game I know and the coaches I know. It's more comfortable for me.
So what about, we've got Helena three times this week. How you feeling about that?
Feeling good. It's just a normal hockey game. Who cares about the other team?
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, we all know the rivalry with Helena and what's happened in the past with Helena, and we can't look at those games. We got to look forward. But I remember somebody was talking here a couple weeks ago about going down there getting a hat trick, and still haven't got that. So are we going to try for that again?
Hopefully. I'm always trying. Always looking for a hat trick.
Well, you know, that'd be that would be a pretty nice Valentine's gift for no. Well, I was thinking for Tony.
Yeah.
Tony would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Tony being my wife, his billet mother.
Yeah. I'll take a goal tomorrow.
You'll just take a goal tomorrow. One's good enough.
Need one to get three.
No, that is true. That is true. Of course, you could always get the Gordie Howe hat trick.
Yeah, maybe not the fight.
Well, you'd have to go back to your advisor and get rid of the cage again.
Yeah, but I'd rather play.
I understand that. All right, so then the ultimate question is, you snowed in a cabin up in the mountains. All right, the whole goal is survival. Who is it that's going to be trapped in that cabin with you?
Oh, I'm going to say Mr. Aaron Leaf. He's a good guy. He's an outdoorsman. I think we could survive well together. We're good enough buddies. We're from the same hometown, so we know each other. So I think it'd be pretty easy.
As a city boy, what kind of skills could you offer for survival?
I don't know. I have enough survival skills. I could survive well enough.
Well,
Colorado Springs ain't that city.
true. As long as you got a lighter in your hand, you're all right. So I know you're, I don't know if your mom and dad get to listen to this, but or your dad and your stepmom, but if they did, is anything you like to shout out to them or shout out to anybody else?
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Well, I knew it was going to be like squeezing water out of a rock trying to interview him. He keeps dodging me. So, all right. Well, Blake, I'll let you off the hook, and we'll call it good on this one. Then I know it's embarrassing for you. That's why your face is all red. All right, then. Well, we'll end this tonight then. And I appreciate you getting on here, Blake. Look forward to tomorrow night and this weekend. And as always, it's a pleasure having you in the house. And you've been a great addition to this family. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. Appreciate it.
And we'll call that one a interview there, folks. As always, be optimistic and be good to each other.
Another episode of Great Falls Hockey. learning about our players. I appreciate you coming and listen, folks. And I want to thank the owner, Matt Leaf, and the coaches, Greg Sears and Alex Leaf, for allowing me to do this to get to know our players. So remember, folks, stay hoctimistic, stay good to each other, and I'll see you at the games.